What is up, this, then, those listeners? How's everybody doing today? I hope you guys are good. We're good. Vacation is almost among us. It's almost vacation 2K18. And I'm excited. Going back. Hopefully I don't get bit by a shark. If I do, Shock Attack t-shirts are going to be out. And if I don't sell at least 10, then I'm going to quit the podcast, okay? If I get bit by a shark and only sell 10 t-shirts, I'm done. Because you guys will be officially the worst supporters ever, all right? But I don't think that's going to happen. Hopefully it doesn't happen. Keep your fingers crossed that I don't get bit by a shark. Or if you want me to get bit by a shark, just be ready to spend $14 on a t-shirt, all right? That's the cost of my shark bite, all right? Hopefully, if I do get bit by a shark, it's not a bad bite. It's just like a little nudge, like, hey, what's up? I'm here. You're here. Let's share the ocean, you know? Stipe's fight didn't go the way we wanted, did it? We're going to get into that, and we're going to do the Sweet 16 of major sports, okay? Now, I'll get into it, all right? Let's go. Woo! What's up, everybody? I hope you guys are good. Do you guys even enjoy those little intros that I do? I don't know if you do or not. I just feel like it sounds good. It's pleasing on the ears, right? Stipe's fight did not go the way that we wanted it. Let's just actually, we'll go over the fight card. And, because I was wrong on most of these fights. My original prediction with Dan was almost every one of them was right. And the only one that I wanted to be wrong about was the Stipe fight. And I was right. And I'm pissed. Right? I'm mad. Oh, boy. All right. So the, I don't know if you could look at the, oh, yeah, you can. So the Uriah Hall, Paulo Costa, that fight, it was a fun one. Paulo Costa, that was the main event of the prelims. Knocked him out in the second round. Not really a whole lot to say about that fight. But the Gokhan Saki and Roundtree Jr., I think I said I didn't know who to take on this. I was leaning towards Roundtree, if I'm being completely honest. I don't know what I said in the last podcast. But I didn't think he was going to knock him out in the first round. I thought that was going to go a little bit longer. And total strikes. total strikes for Saki, 5. Total strikes for Roundtree, 9. That doesn't really say much. You know, if you just get caught like that, it was, I don't know. I'm not a fan of those fights like that. It was a good fight. It was a fun fight to watch. I just wish it would have went a little bit longer. Michael Chiesa, Anthony Pettis. I apologize to Anthony Pettis fans for thinking he was done. And I most certainly did not think that if he beat Michael Chiesa, that he would win by submission. I thought that that was out of the cards. Did he not look phenomenal? Like, he looked great. That was an amazing fight all around. I'm pretty sure Chiesa is pretty young, so not too worried about that. But as far as Pettis, I mean, he's right back in the mix now. You know, that was, like, he's one of my favorite fighters, too. The dude's just, like, a class act. He has that one highlight that is, everybody knows about it. He's a great fighter. I'm happy he won. That's one of those fights you don't want to see anybody lose. But I'm happy Pettis won. I just didn't think that it was going to happen. That's all. Paul Felder, Mike Perry, I was wrong on this one. I thought Mike Perry was a one-dimensional fighter. And I was wrong. Thank God he got his girlfriend out of his corner. Am I right? Man, Paul Felder, though. Talk about a fucking warrior. First off, those two dudes, I'm pretty sure that was the fight at the beginning, right from the jump. They headbutted each other and split each other open. Then did Mike Perry connect with the overhand, or did he connect with the elbow? But whatever he connected with, split Felder open in the second round. I thought they were gonna call it. The dude was leaking like a faucet. That was a brutal fight. That was one of those fights when people like look at UFC or MMA, and they say, I don't know. That sport just seems a little barbaric. That fight was fucking brutal. All around, both guys, hats off to those guys. Those guys, that was my favorite fight of the night. Francis Ngannou and Derek Lewis. No one won that fight. I mean, you know, there has to be a winner and loser. But both of those guys. How about Derek Lewis throwing those fucking kicks? All right, what's that guy weigh? 260 pounds. Throwing those kicks. They said his back was fucked up. That's why he was doing it. I'm glad he won. But total strikes and three 5-minute rounds. Ngannou, 11. Derek Lewis, 20. That's awful. That's so awful. Zero takedown attempts. It was just bad. The fight was bad. And then for Dana, dude, Dana White is a fucking bitch, okay? I wanted to defend this guy a couple different times. I can't defend him on this. He was basically saying that Francis Ngannou's ego got to him. And that he's basically all talk. Dude, the UFC are the guys that built him up. The UFC is the one that gave him the ego that he has. And just the thought that you're going to talk about I think he's still top five heavyweights, which you need more than ever right now. Your ratings are down. You're just going to talk shit. All he needed to do was say, you know, tonight wasn't his night. How many fights has he had in the UFC? Has he had 11 or 14 fights? He's lost his last two. You got to build that guy back up, dude. Now he's going to be questioning if he can really do this. You know, you're having your boss, the boss, is telling you, talking shit about you openly to the public. Dude, that's a bad look, Dana. Fucking bad look. Then DC and Stipe. Look. You guys know I wanted Stipe to win. But I told you, don't sleep on DC. Did I think he was going to knock Stipe out in the first fucking round? Hell no. And if you did, you're full of shit. But my goodness, did he catch Stipe. Also, dude, that is not how Stipe fights. Stipe always lets this shit come to him. And now he is so fucked. Dude, Stipe is fucked. The UFC does not want him to get another chance. Now, that after fight bullshit where Brock Lesnar came in and was talking all this shit, gayest thing I've ever seen. Sorry, I don't want to be so politically incorrect. That was lame as fuck, though. That was so, like, played out as a... like, it wasn't... It didn't get me hyped for anything. Everybody that I've talked to was like, yeah, that looks fucking staged. Do I want to see that fight? Hell yeah. Now, do I think they should have went at it the way they did? Hell no. That was... It was rough. That was real rough to watch. That was... It was like I was watching fucking Monday Night Raw. Now, am I happy for DC? Yeah. Am I sad for Stipe? Yes. I don't want Stipe to lose ever. Anytime Stipe's fighting, I'm in his corner. I'm not on the other guy. I don't care who it is. I'm pissed he lost. But I'm happy. I can't be... It's not like... If he lost to Francis, then I would be like, damn it, man. I don't think Francis, like, really deserves it, you know? But a guy like DC, he's not a bad dude, so can't really hate on him. Now, DC said he's gonna retire in March, I think. So, he wants to fight two more times. Brock and... I mean, I want to see him fight John Jones at heavyweight. I don't want to see him fight him at light heavyweight. Because John Jones is going to win like he always does. Also, I think that makes DC the best pound-for-pound fighter in my eyes. I agree with... I was listening to Schaub talk about this, how everybody says Mighty Mouse is, but the difference with Mighty Mouse and DC, when it comes to pound-for-pound fighter, Mighty Mouse can have a mistake in fights. You know, he can have one or two mistakes where he gets caught, and since those guys are only a little over 100 pounds, it's not really going to do too much damage. With DC, if he messes up and he gets caught, he's going to sleep. That's what I think separates them. And then the John Jones ordeal, the only time we've seen John Jones fight clean that we knew of, 100% clean, was in the OSP fight, and he looked like shit. If you want to say that he didn't look like shit, do me a favor, ram your fist into your mouth. He looked awful in that fight. So, who knows? Who knows what happens with him? Who knows what happens with Brock? Because USADA, dude, they don't play around. The Golden Snitch is ready to get anybody sniffing steroids. If you don't know who the Golden Snitch is, that's Jeff Nowitzki. And he is like the head of USADA. He is the head rat cracking down on all the guys juicing. So I don't know how they're gonna get Brock into the octagon, unless they're just like, hey, take a break. Cause, like, so you have August, September, October, November, December, January, February, 8 months. You have 8 months, and DC wants to fight twice against Brock and John Jones. And who knows what's happening with John Jones. Here's what I would do if I was DC. Take the Brock fight. Get your money, man. Then, find out what's going on with John Jones. If he's not coming back, fuck it, man. Retire. Enjoy your money. Retire. Don't keep doing it. You have 1 foot in, 1 foot out, you're out. That's it. But yeah, that's my little recap on UFC 226. Now, for the moment you've all been waiting for, the Sweet 16 Sports Edition. Okay? Now, the way we're going to break this down, there's a couple sports are going to be left out, okay? Some sports are going to be left out, and I apologize for that. But bowling, you're not a real sport. Darts, you're not a real sport. Pool, it's not a sport. It's like chess. It's not a sport. So these are, it's going to be a Sweet 16. There's no, it's not a 1 through 16 seed, I guess. It's more of sports that are a little bit similar to each other. So we're going to do sports that are similar to each other, but not a seed. So I'm not going to put up, you know, basketball versus fucking lacrosse. It's going to be sports that are like each other, but they're not the same. And I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for these opinions that I have. And you might agree with me on the first one, but by the end, my goal is that everybody's screaming in anger at the choices I've made. It's not by popularity of the world, because obviously it'd be soccer wins, hands down. It's by my thoughts. And you know my thoughts may be controversial at times, and it might make people mad. And sometimes I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But here we go. Round one of the Sweet 16 is MMA versus boxing. So, for me, boxing doesn't get me, like, fired up, okay? Unless it's a real big fight, like, when Anthony Joshua fights, what's his face? I can't think of his name. Deontay Wilder. When those guys fight, I'm going to be tuned in. When Canelo fights Triple G, I'm going to be tuned in. When it's fucking just some guy trying to... Boxing is like so fucked up where you have to fight... Isn't it? You have to fight like 30 times before you get a chance at like a title. It's real weird. I don't like that. And it's also... It's a one-dimensional sport where... With MMA... It's mixed martial arts. It's punching, kicking, jiu-jitsu, karate, everything, you know? Boxing, they punch, and then they get into that grapple, and then the refs break it up. And that bugs me. That shit really bugs me when they do that. I know, like I said, it's not... If you were going by the ratings, it'd probably be boxing right now. But for me... It's MMA, as far as, like, what I'll watch, you know? Then we have American football versus rugby. Now, if I'm watching it, I want to watch... So rugby, those dudes, in my opinion, are way tougher than guys in the NFL. They're more well-rounded, right? I don't think they really have, like, specialties, like receiver, quarterback. You got to know how to do everything, I think, in rugby. So, as far as, like, badassery, rugby. But as far as... just the wow factor. You know those plays where you see them on the top 10, you're like, how the fuck did he catch that? I mean, I don't know. There might be people that do that with rugby too. But I'd say a lot more people do it with football, right? This is just going to be the most Americanized Sweet 16 ever. Baseball versus cricket is the next one, the next round. Baseball versus cricket. Obviously, you know where I'm going with this. Baseball. Hey, how about this, though? Baseball, let the guys take steroids, you know? It was never like, dude, when Barry Bonds was hitting his, what was it, like 500 home run, 500th home run, who wasn't watching that when there was a chance for him to break some kind of record? Whenever there's that home run record on the table, who isn't watching baseball? Also, cricket, I think the game is like, dude, it could go forever. Like, can't somebody be at bat for like hours in cricket? I also don't really know the rules of cricket, so I'm talking shit. But the little that I do know, I'm pretty sure it's a long-ass game. Like, way too long. Longer than a baseball game. And baseball is too long. But also, baseball wins, obviously. But baseball, let the guys juice again. Let them take all the steroids, okay? The ratings will shoot through the roof. Just turn the other cheek. No one was watching. Wasn't Sammy Sosa, like, not that good until he started taking steroids? That might be completely wrong. But, like, in the beginning of his career, I don't think he was. Like, he was good, but not household name good. Let him juice, man. Let him cork the bat. Let him do everything. If you hit the ball, I want a 75% chance it's leaving. There's nothing better than Mark McGuire turning one around back like 450 feet. No one was watching that. Like, you know, I bet that dude's not taking anything. Jose Canseco. Dude, no one was watching him like, yeah, I bet he's clean. Let him juice. Let him juice. Next one. Cycling versus NASCAR. Should I just toss a coin for this? Hey, I'm going to piss some people off with this. NASCAR is not a sport. But I'm going off of the model that Brendan Schaub and Aubrey Marcus did. I'm going off of their sports, so I just took it. I'm running with it. But NASCAR is not a sport, guys. It's driving a car. You want to talk about how these guys have to be... You know, those guys are going real fast. The danger factor is gone. After Earnhardt died, dude, they made that shit safe. No one's dying. Let me ask you this. If you turn on cycling or NASCAR, what are you really watching? What are you really hoping happens? A crash in either. No. NASCAR's not a sport, man. I don't know how you can argue with me that it is. Yeah, they have to sit in the car for a long time. I guess they ought to, like, have strong shoulders. But versus cycling, where your body is propelling the thing that's moving, I don't know. Somebody, like, the dude that's driving the car didn't build the car. That would be, I mean, a little bit better, but I don't know. For me, cycling wins this one. So people, if you're into cycling, be happy that you guys made it out of the first round. This one's a tough one, okay? Golf versus tennis. So I've tried golf, I've tried tennis. Really bad at both. But we're talking sports here. And for me, golf is more of a hobby. I mean, tennis, after an hour of tennis, you're fucking whooped. After an hour of golf, you're like, I mean, you're having fun, but, like, you could play more golf. After an hour of tennis, you're beat, man. I just feel like golf's like something you do after you're retired or after work if you want to have fun on the weekends. Tennis is like, you gotta be a fucking athlete. Golf is just a bunch of old dudes throwing their backs out. Oh shit. I'm losing people on this. I know. Water polo versus soccer is the next one. Water polo could be brutal, but if I want to watch something, you know what I'm not ever turning on? The water polo league. Look, this scenario, by the way, this Sweet 16, is say North Korea bombs us, and then they get over here, and then they're like, you can pick one sport. One sport. You too. What do you want to watch? Is that the most racist Korean accent ever? It's jokes, people. Just jokes. Don't get offended, because then I'll get sad if you get offended. But, yeah, I'm not ever turning on water polo. Soccer? Dude, you're going to tell me you're not tuned into the World Cup? I don't know. I'm pretty bummed, actually, that the U.S. wasn't in it. Fucking step your game up. But that's just because we have so many other cool sports. Honestly, let's be real, guys. If the U.S. was as serious about soccer as every other country, you really think they'd have a chance? That's not even top three for America. So, yeah, our top three. What happens when the U.S. plays basketball? What would happen if we played football? What would happen if we played baseball? We'd fuck everybody up. So don't get bummed out that the U.S., like I am, isn't in the World Cup. Because it's just because we're busy doing other cool shit, you know? We're trying to make fucking robots that eat people. Soccer wins strictly because of the World Cup. I'm not sniffing soccer. I might have to start watching soccer now that the Cavs are gonna suck. The Browns are probably still gonna be unwatchable. And no, they won't be unwatchable. And the Indians, I just got a bad feeling about the Indians. Okay. Lacrosse versus hockey. This one is actually a little bit tough because I don't really know much about any of them, either of them. But basically, this is how I think of hockey. Native Americans, shit, they're playing lacrosse, right? They're playing field hockey, having a great time. And the Americans show up and they say, this is a cool game. You want to make it cooler? We did it on ice. And for that reason, I'm going to go with hockey just because I've gone to a hockey game, and it was actually kind of cool. I don't know if lacrosse players fight the way hockey players do, but that's like, I mean, just like you go, like, turn on NASCAR and shit to see a crash, I turn on hockey because there's a good chance I'll see a fight. And I don't know if that's in lacrosse. And if it is, tell me it is, and I'll be like, okay, I was wrong. Basketball versus volleyball. This one wasn't really fair. It's obviously basketball. But is there a better looking sport than volleyball? Like beach volleyball? I mean, just be real. But, dude, could you imagine LeBron in the fucking volleyball tournament? Bump set, spiking it in your face? Name one volleyball player that could go back and play basketball. Probably none of them. Dude, Anthony Davis on the front lines. You fucked. Oh, man. I would love to see a really, really good volleyball team versus a bad basketball volleyball team, but like tall dudes, like big guys. How many people do you get? We'll say four or five. We'll say five. I want LeBron, KD, Anthony Davis. I want the Greek Freak. And I want Cousins in case they try doing any slick shit. Okay, I want Boogie to get big body over there and just calm him down. All right, what do we got? Okay, that's the end of the first round. Okay, now we're going to go to, now we got the Elite Eight. All right, MMA versus American football. Now, I know where you guys think I'm leaning on this. If you've ever listened to my podcast, you know where I'm leaning, or you think you know where I'm leaning. But, look, MMA, if you have, let's say, Jon Jones fighting Brock Lesnar, and this is actually a tough one. Brock Lesnar and Jon Jones are fighting. And then you have either the Super Bowl or the college national championship. What do you think is going to get more views? Football, obviously. Huh. This one's tough, actually. I guess not. The fact that I just said college football, when you factor in Big Ten, there's so many fucking, Big 12 or Pac 12, ACC, F, no, not FCC, ACC, BCS, just like all the shit that there is for college, like all the, you know what I mean, of college football, like Big Ten National Championship, or Big Ten Championship, National Championship, take fucking American football out of it, not American football, what am I trying to say, NFL out of it, if you just focused on college football, like when USC is one of the better teams, or Florida State, Florida, Ohio State, Alabama. Dude, those teams on a fall day, is there anything better than watching college football on a whole Saturday? Dude, fuck the NFL. That shit's garbage. But, dude, college football on a nice, cool Saturday morning, is there anything better? I don't think so. And I'm balls deep into MMA. And I'm taking football. What does that tell you? Baseball versus cycling. How about this? Cycling. Be grateful you made it out of the first round. You don't stand a chance against baseball. That was the easiest one. Actually, this one's pretty easy, too. That's not the easiest one. That's like MMA versus football was like the one seed versus the four seed. Baseball cycling is like the two seed versus the 15th seed. The 14th seed, because it made it. Tennis versus soccer. I'm going with soccer on this. Because of the World Cup and just the fact that, like, entire countries get behind their teams. And I think it's fucking dope, okay? And now that I watched France beat Belgium today, I didn't like the way France played. So I'm not rooting for them, okay? I think they're a bunch of little babies, and they were doing some shit that I didn't like. And if that's how soccer is, I don't like soccer. But that's how it was when the U.S. women's team was playing, I think Japan or like Brazil a couple years ago. It was the year when I think Japan won it. But they're just doing some shit like to run out the clock that I didn't like. So, I guess, what is it? It's England versus Croatia. And since Stipe lost, I don't want Croatia to win. So I guess I'm rooting Team England on. Dude, can you imagine if England wins the World Cup? That place is going to fucking burn down. Hockey versus basketball. You made it out of the first round, hockey. Hockey. Football versus baseball. Look, I know it's America's pastime, but it's boring as shit. Football's violent. It's fun. There's playmakers. They're all on steroids. And, dude, the college football thing, now that I said college football, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to get past college football. The Saturday mornings are carrying football. This is the Final Four, by the way. And by the way, also, even if MMA made it to play baseball, to face baseball, think of this. MMA, two guys fighting each other, right? If you go to a baseball game and two guys start fighting in the crowd, what are you watching? You're watching the fight. Soccer versus basketball. Basketball, obviously. The World Cup does not carry you into the finals. Okay? Football versus basketball. Now, honestly, if LeBron would have stayed in Cleveland and I got to watch him, this would be a different conversation. But fact is, he's not here anymore. Cavs are going to be a bad team. Now, the NBA free agency, when it starts and everybody starts fucking up the whole league, I love that. That's my favorite. That's that. I mean, obviously, the playoffs. The playoffs of basketball, besides like the 1 versus 8, I love the NBA playoffs. But I think the season's too long. Football, if you're going NFL versus NBA, every game in the NFL matters. You know, any game could put you in or take you out of the playoffs. And the playoffs of football are, I mean, there's something special. And then if you want to go NCAA, no one's watching fucking college basketball unless it's March Madness. And even then, dude, I don't think people really get into it, okay? Let me explain this. I think you get excited to make your bracket like I did with this, and you come out firing hot, watching all the games, and then you realize how many games there really are. And you're like, you lose focus on it. At least I do. And you're not going to get your fucking bracket right. Just like I probably didn't. So the winner, by unanimous decision, is football. MMA is a close second, followed by basketball. Let's actually rate these guys. We'll go, I'm going football 1, MMA 2, basketball 3, baseball 4, soccer 5, does this sound right? Yeah, soccer 5, as far as shit I want to watch, boxing 6, and then soccer 7, enter the rest as you wish. But the champion is football, okay? Football, you won. Be proud of yourself. It's whatever. I'm pissed about Stipe losing, man. I was bummed all day, all night. JC and I, we leave on Thursday for our vacay. And then, I'm going to do a podcast or two while we're there, because we're there for a week. So I'll keep you guys tuned in. Thank you guys for listening. And, oh yeah, fuck, what am I thinking? We got to do a song, right? The song for today is Win by Mike Studd. It's pretty new. Yeah, and until next time, guys. Peace.
I could lose you like some loose change. Usually I like to kick it through the loop cane. Every night living life out of suitcase. Too many voices in my head to hear what you say. That's why I'm swimming in this liquor like a pool day. That's why I'm flying out to Vegas on a Tuesday. Yeah, I might catch a couple L's, but I'm cool, J. You never know, just like the shoes say. A new wave, I am all wonder where my mind is gone. Every time I write a song, I feel like I write a wrong. I keep running right in place, might as well enjoy the chase. Wish I knew back then what I know. Top with all these things I got. Only way I know these